Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Remedy.
That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God,
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask them.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin.
I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn.
I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan.
So
yeah.
Let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain.
Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain.
Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man.
When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man.
And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us, cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down,
we hold the crown for majors before us.
And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money,
military,
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Sunday, May the 14th of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, my brother. As always, my sister, we have another important show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. Respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brother, today, my sisters, we've got a very important topic for you. I want to lay out an extension of what we are already doing with the Clarinamus Temple building. We want to talk about the law of equivalent exchange and what that means when it comes to coaching our temple building, our spiritual therapeutics, or just mentoring in general. So today, brothers and sisters, I want to just kind of lay out a foundation to give you some more options for more immediate measurable results. The Cloud Knowledge program we rolled out is awesome. We've been doing an awesome job. People have been moving through the program. But there are some people who want to go faster or slower. Then there are some people who are just not really absorbing all the information. So we want to lay down a clearer perspective of the law of equivalent exchange and what that means. Now, the law of equivalent exchange is a universal spiritual law. And this law of equivalent exchange is very powerful because it states basically that you must be the mental equivalent of the physical reality that you wish to maintain or attract. Now, let me say that again so that way you can understand personal coaching and why you may not be achieving the level of results that you would like to achieve. So when we talk about personal coaching and we talk about the law of equivalent exchange, it's very, very, very important to understand that everything in the universe oscillates or vibrates on a particular frequency, including yourself. And if you don't really understand what that means, that simply means that everything in your life right now is a vibrational equivalent. So this vibrational equivalent, and I'm going to break it down further when I talk about the hidden sciences or the hidden science series, but I want to expose you to it today. And so there is this law that's inside of the universe. So the law of equivalent exchange. Right now, what you have in your life is what you have, what you are equal to in your life. You can't have more and you can't have less. It is universally impossible to have more physical than what you have mental. Now, if you get it, you lose it immediately or very quickly, like people who win the lottery. If you win the lottery, if I give you $1 million today and you have a $1,000 mentality, you're going to lose that $1 million until you get down to $1,000. So the law of equivalent exchange works the same way in personal mentorship, personal coaching, private one-on-one consultations as well. And this law of equivalent exchange states that you must be a vibrational match. So many people, that what you are asking and what you are expecting to happen in your life can't happen because you're not a vibrational match. Now, I apologize for the little background noise there, but a vibrational matching is very important. When we talk about vibrational matching, I'm simply talking about the principle of the golden rule, which is designed to create uniformity or oneness. Now, we're going to break that down as well inside of the hidden series this week. So this week, we're going to be talking about more of why the Clarinomics Temple Building Program is really working for you or is really not working for you. Now, the reason why this is so important is because you may be frustrated because of the level of results that you're getting from life. But trust me, the level of results that you're getting from life is the vibrational equivalent. It is a vibrational match for the level of vibrations in your brain. You are a vibrational match for the your mental vibrations must match your physical vibrations, or you have disharmony in your life. People who are sick, it's because they are vibrationally sick. Their physical vibration doesn't match their spiritual vibration, thus causing disharmony. We call it dis-ease. So this disharmony is the result of dis-ease. And what's very profound to me is when I look at coaching, for example, it is amazing because the verbal expression doesn't match the physical reality. So right now, the Clarinomics Temple Building Program, again, is a program that is designed to build a cistern or a temple to house the Shekinah glory of God. That's what we're doing. And the people that's in that program, all those people that listen to my show, people that like that one sister I was telling everybody about that basically is ascertaining or picking up the information, you know, without basically making that the $5,000 financial investment and trying to pick it up that way, struggling quite a bit, taking a long time to do it, but in any event, still moving in that direction. So we have basically all the stuff that I've been doing. I want to also, we have a $5,000 option. Now I'm going to introduce a $10,000 option and a $15,000 option. Now, the reason why the increase basically is a result of my increase, meaning my vibrational match has increased. So now I'm the vibrational equivalent. But I need you to understand the law and understand the program, because you are a vibrational match. Now, do you need any of this stuff? Absolutely not. This is just for people who, again, who want a faster approach, or they want faster results. So for me, I'm offering different levels for different people, because that's what people are telling me. So I'm having people that's in the Clairvoyance program, they are moving great, and then they want to move faster. Or there, I have people in the Clairvoyance program, or the people that are not in the Clairvoyance program, and they want to do something bigger than the Clairvoyance program. So they want to go to the I Create For You program, or they want to go to the personal private one-on-one mentorship. So let's look at the Clairvoyance program. Is what we have right now is group mentoring and with one-on-ones. So that's already in place. You've already paid for that. We're going to continue that program, no problem. But let's say you're in the Clairvoyance program and you want to move faster, you want better results, whatever reasons, you need more one-on-one and you need more structure. So now we go to the next level, and the next level is the private one-on-one, and I become your personal coach or your personal consistent. So that means that we work one-on-one, and you take out your business plan, me and you sit down, video chat, conferencing, and we write it together. I don't do it for you, but you write your mission statement while I'm there watching you. Once you go through, you write your entire, we go through the entire program one-on-one. It's a step-by-step guarantee, so that way nothing slips through the cracks. Because some people can just take a YouTube video and go out and change the brakes on their car. Some people need the person, they need the YouTube video, and they need the person standing right there next to them to say, hey, pick up that wrench, take out that bolt. Okay, once you take off that pad, okay, bleed the brakes, okay, put in the, they need a step-by-step program with more structure. Then some people, they just take the brake, the car in, and they say, I'll be back in an hour. Here's the money. You do the brakes. Now, see, when it comes to my automobile, I'm that guy. When it comes to my automobile, I don't repair. I can, but I don't. Now, you should ask yourself the question, why? My time is more valuable spent doing something else than taking or changing my brake pads in my car. Now, for a mechanic who's wired, my son is a mechanic. My son taught himself how to do the brakes on his car by watching a YouTube video. So let me make sure you understand the different levels of engagement. So we have like the law of cause and effect. We have the law of least effort. We have the law of intentional design or intentional desire. We have the law of detachment, total detachment. We have the law of purpose, total purpose. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 laws that establish universal potentiality. 5 laws. Let's look at these 5 levels of engagement. Now, I started off the first level of engagement years ago, and that is, all I did was, Father, what is my purpose? That's level 1. You don't need me. You don't need nobody. All I did was research the law of purpose. The law of purpose states, if you are looking for purpose, purpose is looking for you. The law of purpose is whatever you are looking for is looking for you. That's the first level engagement. What's the cost of that program? $0. Why? You doing all the work. You doing all the research. You listen to my shows. You listen to other gurus. You gather the information. You get on your knees. You do it yourself. That's number 1. The law of purpose. So the law of purpose state that basically it don't cost me nothing to do that. Then we have the law of least effort. Now, the law of least effort is basically what it's costing you right now to listen to my program. Maybe it may cost you $20. Maybe you buy a book. So the law of least effort states that, okay, I'm putting in the least amount of effort. Now, remember, you're violating two other laws when you do these other laws. The two other laws are the law of equivalent exchange and the law of vibrational matching. Now, you're not vibrating those laws when your intention is to do it yourself. But if your intention is to get, like the one sister I have who, you know, that I told you that's brand new, that's doing everything herself. Well, she finally just made the payment, or made a payment, and decided to purchase some products and stuff because, again, she was doing the law of purpose, and then she was doing the law of least effort. So now she's putting in a little bit more effort, but she's putting in the least amount of effort possible. And so, like I said, but this sister has a lot of, she has her own website, she has her own business, she's done a whole lot of stuff, and now she's reached a point where she needs a little bit more effort. So she decided to go and pay for a one-on-one consultation. And during that one-on-one consultation, I broke down and explained to her where she was stuck. So she paid for the 1 hour of consultation. She explained where she was at. She showed me her business plan. She let me read her ebook. We went over her website. We looked at her landing page. We looked at her, you know, she had an autoresponder, and I assisted her with getting unstuck. Now, that's two options you have. Option number one, law of purpose. Option number two, law of least resistance. Then we have option number three is what I call the law of detachment. Now, the law of detachment say you establish the goal, and then you detach from it. So the law of detachment is similar to the Clarinomics program. So the Clarinomics program is I help you find your negative habit pattern so you can detach from it. So the law of detachment is the Clarinomics program, basically. That program costs you $5,000. So the law of detachment states there is something that I need to detach from that is inhibiting my goal. Now, when I find my negative habit pattern, what is mine? I have weaponized caring. What is another one of my negative habit patterns that is keeping me from fulfilling my life-sustaining pattern? Well, another one of mine is I had limited self-worth. I was suffering from spirit of entitlement. I felt because I had a bad childhood that the world owed me something. And so I was waiting to get my 40 acres and the mule. And then my 40 acres and my mule never showed up. So I got pissed off and I started self-destructing. I became hypersensitive because I did not detach from all that bullshitness that happened from when I was a kid. So now I'm detached from all of that. I set a goal, and I've detached from the goal, and I've attached to the role. And so I've established the Clarinomic Temple Building Program. That's the law of detachment. Now I want to introduce to you two more options. The next option is the law of cause and effect. So the law of cause and effect goes something like this. For every effect, there's a cause. Now, that's what I call the personal, private, one-on-one consultations. That means I'm going to make sure that I cause an effect. And I'm going to teach you how to do that. So I'm going to sit down with you mano-a-mano, personal through web chat, web coaching. Maybe even if needed, you fly my way, I fly your way. Just depends. And that, again, is guaranteed because what are we doing? We're gonna cause something to happen. It's like I want to go pick a fight. If I want to pick a fight with somebody, I'm going to walk over there. I'm going to talk about their mama and their daddy. That don't do it. I'm going to violate their personal space. Hit me, man. Come on, dog. What you want to do? I'm going to violate their personal space. If that doesn't do it, then I'm going to push them on the shoulder. Yeah, come on, man. What you want to do? Yeah, you know, remember when you was in elementary school, how you start a fight? And if that don't do it, I'm going to spit on them or something like that. I punch them in the mouth. And then guess what? Guess what's going to happen? The fight is on. Well, I'm going to cause something to happen. So the law of cause is going to produce effect. So I want to cause you to become a millionaire. I want to cause you to become healthy. I'm going to cause you to become wealthy. I'm going to cause you to have a great relationship. All of these programs, again, they got payment plans, payment options. Now, this is a new program because I never really had a reason to do it. This weekend, I had an epiphany, if you want to call it that. So I had a 12-hour drive to Arkansas, really 16 hours by the time you got just to get to Arkansas. Went to the University of Arkansas, and I had some intentions, which is number five. Number five is the law of intention and desire. So if anybody want me to cause them to be successful by personally, and I'm going to give you know all of the stuff, we can go into detail of that later. I'm just laying down the basics right now. By personally doing one-on-one mentoring that far exceeds the traditional model, because I'm going to take my training program and I'm going to make sure that it matches your niche. And I'm not going to, first of all, I'm going to explain it to you, show it to you so that it touches your core. Meaning, I did two people's over the phone, because the show I did the other day, where I showed that everybody, that's anybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, I can tell you your exact niche in probably 1 to 2 minutes. And so I had two people call me and challenge me, not challenge me, just to say, well, what is mine? And then I had one sister Asia, I think it was, actually text me, and I told Sister Asia. And she and I, when I remember talking to Sister Asia, and I'm pretty sure she wouldn't mind me sharing this. And Sister Asia said something that was very profound. You know, and she was like, well, you know, what is my brother? And I said, well, Sister Asia, I know you're 33, but what's your other numbers? And I was on my way to Arizona. I didn't have access to a file. And so she told me, yeah, my number's 5'3" and blah, blah, something like that. And I told Sister Asia, which I've already known since the day one that I met Sister Asia. When I met Sister Asia, I saw a model. Sister Asia has a rare combination of both. You know, there are some women that are like Anna Nicole. They have sex appeal. Then there's some women that are like Halle Berry. They have beauty. Halle Berry is beautiful, but she ain't got no sex appeal. Now, Anna Nicole was pretty beautiful, but she was just, when she walked, she oozed sex appeal. Sister Asia has a churchy type of both of those. It's a respectable type. It's a royal type. Because I think Sister Asia has a 9 in her number as well. So when Sister Asia asked me, well, Brother Will, you say you can tell anybody their niche right away what they should be doing right now today. So I said, yeah. So she said, well, what should I be doing? So I told her, you know, Sister Asia, she said that's funny, because she said she was talking to her husband about helping, you know, women to become better moms and to become, she used the word queen. And I use the word queen with her all the time, because that's what I see. I see royalty when I see her. First time I met her, that's what I saw, was royalty. So I already know what she's supposed to be doing. She's like an image consultant, like a spiritual image consultant. That's what she's supposed to be doing. She can't do nothing, because she, everywhere she goes, she's a magnet for men and women who want assistance with their image. Now, I knew that before I did a Dear Kinnear report. Just look at that. Remember I told you guys when I was doing that show and I talked about Sister Ellen. Now, I've never personally talked to Sister Ellen about this. I don't know Sister Ellen. But when I see Sister Ellen, it's very, very, very similar. That I see one of the sweetest, kindest spirits that really wants to, and I don't have a chart or numbers or anything, but if I was talking to Sister Ellen, it would be something similar to comes to sharing a niche. Same thing like when I talked to, I think it was Brother Roman, and I was talking, so everybody in the group, when I see your picture, I see your niche. You ooze it. It comes out of your pores. You don't need no freaking 600-page diagonal report. You don't need to do all of this other bullshit. That helps you to believe in yourself. Sister Asia has, when I told Sister Asia, she said, man, I think she said her mom told her that, or somebody in her family told her that. She's known this all her life. It wasn't no new news. So if I see Sister Ellen, well, I see Sister Ellen the same thing. Sister Ellen, I see a very, very beautiful woman who is like has an angelic spirit, has a calming spirit. And she has a spirit that is teachable, meaning that you could sit under her and learn her from her. Some people like me, you know, they rub people the wrong way. Sister Ellen's spirit doesn't do that. So I could see her, whether it's in like hospice care, anybody that have, you know, kind of like, and I mentioned this a little bit, like with Sister Arlene Spann. They have, her and Sister Ellen both have, like, if I was on my deathbed and I had to have a nurse, I would want my nurse to be Sister Ellen. I would want that to be one of the last faces I see on earth if I had to go out. It's a calm, it's like the balm of Gilead. Her beauty, her spirit, her demeanor, her willingness. That's Sister Ellen, like, she's so willing and accommodating. She wants to make you comfortable. She is like, you know, that's her niche. Sister Ellen can't be no freaking, she can't go work for the IRS and be no working no tax collector. Sister Ellen couldn't be no, you know, drill instructor. Hey, get over and give me 15 push-ups. It just wouldn't work with her. Her vibe just like, come on, Sister Ellen, you playing, right? I don't got to do 15 push-ups. I get by with probably two. She said, yeah, just give me two. So and that's the vibe that she sends out. That's the demeanor. That's what I mean by niche. So that's not enough. Now Sister Ellen got to monetize that. Same thing with Sister Asia. Telling Sister Asia she's an image consultant, now she has to monetize it. That's where the second program comes in. That really, really is the fourth program. Now that program, remember, we got zero cost. We got the second program, whatever purchase you buy from a product cost. It could be $20. It could be $5,000. Then we have the next program, which I'm talking about right now. The detachment program, which is the Clairnomics, that's $5,000. The personal private coaching, where I take you, you know your niche, but you say, Doc, I really don't know how to implement it. I don't know how to monetize it. So I'm a do like the shop owner. You got the video, you're sitting down, but I'm not going to actually take the brake pad off. But I'm going to stand behind you while you take it off and make sure you take it off correctly. So I'm not going to actually write your business plan for you, but I'm going to stand there. We're going to video chat. I'm going to, while you put it in, you're going to write the mission statement out. You say, my mission statement, then I'm going to say, that may not be it. Maybe you should reword it this way. So I'm going to take you step by step to get to the same place where I am, where you have your same, everything that I have, you will have. That cost of that program is $10,000 divided by 5 years. That's the number. So you take the number 48 and you divide it by that. That's your monthly payment. The last option I told you guys about is it's what I do. I create. I do everything. You don't do nothing. All you do is say, Brother Will, here's the check. And again, that program is going to be $15,000. So for $15,000, I already know your niche. I'm going to write your book. I'm going to set up your website. I'm going to set up your landing page. I'm going to set up your PayPal account. I'm going to set up your blog talk. I'm going to interview you on blog talk. All you got to do is respond to my emails. That's it. You don't have to do nothing. I will deliver you what is called a turnkey system. Now, this is a turnkey system. Let's see. Hang on just a second. Okay. So this is a turnkey system. So the last system is a turnkey system. That's called intention and desire. So all you have is intent. You got a desire to be in business. You got a desire to be fitness. Now, remember, we don't have to do business. Maybe it's your relationship that's messed up. So I can tell you exactly what you know. But remember, it's turnkey. You got to take the key. You got to put it in the lock. You got to turn it and then open the door. So in the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. Now, primarily, I'm just assuming everybody's interested in wealth options. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's the relationship aspect that you need this help in. Maybe it's the health aspect that you need this assistance. Maybe it's the wisdom aspect you need this assistance. I'm just using wealth as the example. So let me make sure we talked about the five laws that are represented in these five systems. Cost of the law of purpose, $0. That's, you got a purpose, you go get it. You make it happen. If it is to be, it's up to me. You and God do it. Number two, law of least effort. You're going to put up the least amount of effort to get the desired result that you want. That means you listen to me and you take advantage of all my free stuff. You don't buy nothing. And then you find something like, oh, man, you know, maybe I could do that. So you go on my website. You say, well, let me get the Clarinomic book. Well, no, I don't need that. Let me buy the book on the metaphysical marketing. So you go out and you buy my book on metaphysical marketing because you want to do marketing, but that's all. You want to put in no more effort. So you whatever you pay for, let's say that book costs $20. You pay $20, bam, that's it. Least amount of effort possible. Then you go to number three, the law of detachment. You said, there's something that's holding me back. I got to get rid of this weight. I have a limiting belief. Now, the first two options, you do not have to address your limiting belief. Why? Because you can make 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, probably even $100,000 a year and still have be full of demons. You can make $100,000 a year basically while you sleep. You don't have to address your limiting core belief. You don't have to remove your negative habit pattern. The only time you have to remove your negative habit pattern, the only time you have to remove your limiting belief is when you seek what I call real money. When you're going $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 and up, then you can be perfect. You got to be authentic. Then you have to let go of your reality and accept your mentality. See, when I going to Arkansas was the life-changing moment for me for the next level. That's when the reality said, don't run from your reality. Outgrow your reality. Same thing I tell everybody else to do. Don't run from a fight. Stand and fight. Don't run. Don't take the path of least resistance. That's what I was going to do. I was thinking about taking the path of least resistance. That means I'm going back down and I can't make over $100,000 a year. Well, my goal is to have 200 people pay me $5,000. That equals $1 million. So that's well over $100,000. So that means that when I ordered that, guess what happens? That dream came to me. Now, not no dream. I mean, the opportunity for me to make $1 million came to me. And what did I do? I did not release the $100,000 reality. Why? I was scared to death. Now, an opportunity came to me where I could have made, where I could make $1 million. This already happened. The opportunity came and presented itself to me where all I had to do was say yes to my dream and say no to my reality. I couldn't do it. Why? I was scared to death. I was scared of the unknown 1 million. So I chose the safe security of a known $100,000 instead of the unsure, fun, rewarding, but risky dream of $1 million. Because it was my dream, because it activated inside of me cheerfulness, and I had never experienced that before. It activated inside of me enthusiasm. I had never experienced that before. It activated inside of me a level of intensity. I have never experienced that before. It activated inside of me a level of authenticity. I had never, ever experienced that before. And lastly, it activated inside of me something that was very, very, very important. And that was unconditional love. And I had experienced that before, but I had never experienced it in the area of economics. So an opportunity came to me that said, all you got to do is take the keys. If you take the keys, you start the engine. This is a Lamborghini. This ain't no Ford. What you got in there, a Lamborghini engine, is not no freaking V6. Now, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, because this is very, 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 very important. So, when you are going through life and you got a dream, your dream is different from your reality. If it was not, you would be living it right now. My reality is right now, I am putting in the energy and the effort. I am a vibrational match. I am an equivalent energy exchange for $100,000. I told the universe, I want to be a vibrational match for $1 million. I told the universe, I want to understand what energy level I need to be on so that way I'm equal to $1 million. The law of equivalent exchange states you cannot have in your possession nothing physical, nothing, no physical vibration that does not match your mental vibration. So if I, in a relationship, wanted to be a vibrational match for, I don't know, well, let me use another example because I'm already in a relationship. If I wanted to be a vibrational match for a Lamborghini, now, right now I have a Chevy Cruze. So I'm a vibrational. Now, my Chevy Cruze has four cylinders. A Lamborghini has a V12. So my four-cylinder Chevy Cruze, the vibration, the horsepower, the skill, the money that it takes to buy a Chevy Cruze versus the money, which is the energy that it takes to buy a Lamborghini, are they the same, brother? Are they the same, sister? I don't think so. I cannot go to a Lamborghini dealership with the same vibration, with the same money. Money is currency that I had for my Chevy Cruze. So that's why I'm not driving a Lamborghini. I'm driving a Chevy Cruze. Why? I'm a vibrational match for it. But what if I said, let me go back to the money thing. So I set my goal, and then I detach from the goal, and I attach to the role. And I started doing things that a person who has 200 clients that have paid him $5,000, that equals $1 million, would do. And then that changed my wealth, my health, my wisdom, my relationships. Everything changed because my dream changed. That means I had to let go of my reality. And when my dream showed up, I could not let go of my mentality or my reality for my new mentality. You're going to have the same problem unless you have a personal mentor or a personal coach. Now, remember, I learned this at the FBI Academy. I also learned this in Quantico, Virginia, at the FPO, Federal Police Officer. I also learned this in Santa Fe, New Mexico, at the Supermax Penitentiary in Mexico, at the Corrections, the Department of Corrections, when I went through Corrections Academy. You cannot change social norms. You cannot change hidden code and social norms. And if somebody from a higher demographics reach down, take you by the hand, and pull you up to their demographics. Let me say that again. You cannot change economic status unless somebody in that higher economic status reaches down and tells you the hidden codes and the social norms of that new economic status. Because when you go to the new economic status, you are violating rules. Now, this was inside of a movie I can't remember the name of the movie, but I remember that Justin Timberlake, they was in a long car, and they wore a watch. Now, they didn't have a watch. They had a time on their wrist, and their time showed up, and they could buy more time. They would shake somebody's hand, then they would give them more time. And if they went outside of a region that they were supposed to be in, the person could tell because the way that they acted didn't match or didn't line up. So it didn't line up because a person didn't act normal. So that movie, I've got the name of that movie that Justin Timberlake was in, but it was a movie about time. And in that movie, you could tell a person who had no time from the person who had a lot of time. You're like, I can tell a criminal from a non-criminal. I can tell a child molester. I can tell a rapist. I can tell a thug. I can tell a person, I can tell you who you are based upon your hidden code and your social norm, the way that you act. What I mean? A person who has a lot of time move real slow. They're not in a hurry. A person who has no time, now this was in the movie, a person who has no time, they walk very fast. They talk very fast. Now, a person who has a lot of time represents people who are wealthy. A person who has no time represents people who are poor. Because poor people only think for about tomorrow. Poor rich people think generations. Poor people think monthly. Let me say that again. You are the vibrational match for 1 month worth of money. That's why you live payday to payday. The way you walk, the way you talk, everything you do is a vibrational match for 1 month worth of income. Now, I decided that I wanted to be a millionaire. And somebody who was a millionaire came into my life and said, millionaires vibrate like this. And they told me, now this happened, this ain't the first time. You guys, if you guys have read my book, The Ultimate Secret of Being Rich, y'all know when I was 21, I met Nick and Sandy, and I drove around Santee, Lemon Grove, Cardiff by the Sea, San Diego, looking at $3-4 million houses. That's how I got started in real estate, in a convertible pearl white Bentley. I was exposed to that vibration at that time. Then I left and then I went to New Mexico. And I told you I met a gentleman by the name of Lim. I met another gentleman by the name of Craig. And then I met another gentleman by the name of Fife. Now, all of these gentlemen was multimillionaires. Again, I was exposed to the millionaires. But what did I do? Same thing I did this last time. So this last time, again, what? Not even a month ago? I was exposed. I asked for $1 million again. Millionaire showed up. They gave me the hidden code. The hidden codes is like when you go to prison and you get to prison. If you black, the black inmates call you over here and say, hey, man, this is where we hang out at. This is the part of the yard that we own. This is what we do when we go to, you can only take food from this person. We catch you hanging out on, if you walk through that part of the yard, you don't get jumped by the Aryan Nation or the Brotherhood of the White Snake. If you walk through this yard, you're gonna get jumped by the Mexican Mafia or the Latin Kings. If you go over here, you're gonna get jumped by the Japanese Mafia. But basically, the yard is divided up, and you stay. Now, if you black and you don't go and you act bougie and you say, well, yeah, I'm going to do time on my own. Remember, time equates to wealth. I don't remember the name of that movie, but it's a movie that had Justin Timberlake in it. They was driving a long car and him and his girl, and they was running around. They had their time was on their arm. And if anybody knows the name of that movie, text it to me. I can't remember the name of it. But in that movie is exactly what I'm talking about. Now, remember, Hollywood put the secrets in movies. Everything I teach, I can verify for you in a movie, like the movie Split. That's how I wrote my book, Eagles Workflow Management. Every 15 minutes, my personality splits, changes. Now, I don't morph into somebody, go put on. In Hollywood, they do it with guns, like in The Matrix. The Matrix is about mental. Everything that Neo was doing, all the fight scenes, that's what your brain's supposed to be doing. The Matrix is a movie about your brain. It has nothing. So Hollywood used physical action to demonstrate mental dispositions. So you got to pimp the game. What about the Transformers? Man, I used to do. Did you hear the names of the Decepticons or the Destroyers, whatever that was called? Optimus Prime is the head. Do you know the word Optimus Prime means? I did the show already. Oh, man, do you know that every name or the name in the movie The Transformers, most of those are demon names of the guy, the bad guys, and where they came from? And they program matter using technology. All of this, again, in order for you to be successful in life, you have to have a personal mentor who gives you the keys. And more importantly, the social norms. Now, brothers and sisters, this is very important. So there are five levels based upon the five laws of potentiality. The universe only responds to the universal laws. We broke down number one, law of purpose. Number two, law of least effect. Number three, the law of detachment. Number four, the law of cause and effect. Number five, the law of intention and desire. Let me say that again. Law number one. Somebody need to write this down. Law number one, the law of purpose. Number two, the law of least effect. Number three, the law of total detachment. Number four, the law of cause and effect, the law of intention. So these are levels of investment. Number one, the law of purpose, you don't pay me nothing, zero. Number two, the law of least effort, you just buy my products. You go to my website, whatever the cost is, that's what you pay. Least effort, you determine the amount of effort. Number three, that's the Clear Numbers Temple Building Program. That costs you $5,000. Number four, the law of cause and effect. That is the one-on-one personal coaching, one-on-one private personal coaching. That costs you $10,000. That means I'm going to give you the program, and I'm going to stand there and watch you do it. And if I have to actually take the pen, if I say, hey, you know, write your mission statement, and you write it, and you're just not getting it, I'm going to take the pen, and I'm going to write it for you, get you unstuck. Give your pen back to you. Okay, let's go on to the vision statement. And I'm going to take you through so that way at the end of the program, the same goal. What's the end of the Clear Numbers program? You have found, first of all, you remove your limiting beliefs. You remove your negative habit pattern. You find your purpose. You monetize your purpose. And you're making your goal money, whether it's 100, 200, 300, whatever thousand, whatever amount of money that you want to make. Based upon your purpose. So number four, $10,000. Number five, I create for you. Number five, you don't do nothing. Number five is the law of intention. You tell me, Brother Will, my intention is to make $200,000. Okay, give me about 30 days, dog. I got you. So I'm going to create the entire system for you and then give you the key. All you do is tell me the specs for the type of vehicle you want to drive. Now, you don't have to tell me that. I already know. There is nobody that I've met that I don't know their purpose. I will never tell you that because, again, that's a violation of universal spirit law. You cannot tell people the truth. You got to show it to them. They got to discover it for themselves. They got to find it for themselves. What does that mean? That means that I can lead you. You can lead a horse to the water, but you can't make him drink. I can lead you to the door, but I can't open it for you. Just like in The Matrix, you got to open the door yourself. That's violating universal spirit law. You can't tell nobody the truth unless they ask. And then you tell it to them in what they call drip content. What does that mean? Drip content is the way the program works. That means I turn the faucet on and it drips. Based upon the amount of money you give, it determines how fast the drip or the content. That program, again, is $15,000. Now, there is not a soul on this planet that cannot make $15,000 in maybe a month. There's not nobody. I don't know nobody. I don't know nobody. Every person that I know that past, present, and future all have the mental capacity to make $15,000. Now, remember, every program is divisible by 48. What does that mean? That means you take the amount of the monthly payment divided by 48. That's your monthly payment. Now, remember the cost of the five levels, because what are we saying? I'm simply telling what I've learned. When this is what I did, I just came back 16-hour drive. Because why? A millionaire showed up and said, here's the key. All you got to do is turn the engine on and drive off, and you'll be a millionaire. You know what I did? I ran. Why? I did not want to give up my $100,000 reality for a $1 million possibility. Why? Lack of faith. No self-worth. Low self-worth. Low values. No balls. So what are you going to do? Let me tell you what you're going to do, brother. I've been doing this for a very long time, brothers and sisters. This is the fourth time that I've been presented with my dream. This is what I say I want. So let me tell you, people tell me this all the time, and I already know. Do y'all think, honestly, I mean, I hope y'all are not insulting my intelligence. So let me make sure, and let me be crystal clear. By this time, I don't know. Well, you'll see it on Facebook. I'm not going to put no time limit on it. I want you to see. I just want you to know, just like I told you guys, when all this stuff happened with me and my wife, and I remember specifically telling Brother Rome, and I remember telling, I think, the Eagle Club members, when my wife and about 30 members of her family, especially her mother and father, looked me in the eye, says, Negro, your ass will never get back in this house. Her new boyfriend, who looked me in the eye, sleeping in my bed, had his car parked in my driveway, said, homie, I got this. We don't need you no more. My wife told me, I've already contacted a lawyer, and he did. I'm drawing up the paperwork. I just need you to swing by the office in about 30 days to sign off on the divorce. Everything was done. As I told Brother Roman, I will be in my house in 30 days. Now, what I'm about to tell you, I do not advise that you do unless you are serious, because this is what's going to happen. Now, this has already happened. This just happened to me. I just came back. I haven't even went to sleep yet. That's why I'm doing the show. Because I'm so humbled and yet pissed off that God brings me the fourth time. This is the fourth opportunity that I've passed up. This is getting ready to be number five. If I don't get the shit right this time, it's going to be my fifth time that I've been presented the opportunity to be a millionaire that I didn't have the balls to take the keys and drive the car. Now, I don't know how many times your dream has showed up in your life and you ran, but I'm a betting man, and I'm going to put my $1 million that I'm getting ready to get up against whatever you got that you've already been through it, but you didn't recognize it. So let me tell you what it looks like when it shows up, so that way you can go back in your life and be like, damn, that was it, bro? Yeah, that was it, homie. That was it. Everybody wants to live their dreams. Everybody. I don't know. No soul on earth don't want to live their dream. Why are they? Now, remember, the universe responds only to a made-up mind. The universe says this. There are only two laws you need to write down. The five laws that represent the five programs that I just said. First program don't cost you nothing. You do it yourself. Law of purpose. Second program costs whatever the program, whatever product you buy. If you go on my website and you buy a $10 product, it's the law of least effort. That's how much effort you're going to put in. That's what the universe is going to give you. So you're going to put in $10, the universe is going to give you $10. The law of least effort. The third law is the law of total detachment. That is the Clarinomics program. That means that the universe says that unless you detach from your negative habit pattern, you can't get shizness. And so the law of detachment costs you $5,000. That's the cost of the Clarinomics program. Why? I guarantee you, as the members that's already a part of this, now they may not know what they're experiencing, but everybody has called me and their life is hell right now. Why? They expose that demon. Now, I know everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, especially, man, y'all, man, this is serious. This is really serious. When you say that you want something, you are saying you don't want something else. Somebody please write that down. Please. Because you are making the same mistake I made. If you telling me, if I tell the universe I want to be a millionaire, then I'm telling the universe I don't want the $100,000 that I got right now. Man, y'all better hear what I'm saying. This is not a game. If you tell the universe you want a better relationship and your wife or your husband is not willing to be and do what you are asked, the universe will remove them. Man, y'all better stop playing. This is serious. Things will start happening in your life to disconnect you from that person. It's out of your control unless you reorder and try to reattach. This is very serious. Everybody wants to live their dream until their dream shows up and they have to leave the known comfort of their current reality in exchange for the unknown riches of their dream. Heavenly Father, in the name that's above every name, touch every cell and every body that's listening to my voice today. Let me say this again. I am no longer playing church. That's why the next level, now remember, $5,000 for the law of detachment. I'm going to give you the keys of law of detachment. I'm going to give you the social norm. These are the hidden codes and the social norms. If you don't know this, when you go in there, you stand out like a sore thumb. It's like when you go to prison and you don't know the laws of the prison and you walk through the rec yard and you walk right through the Latin Kings and your ass is black. You're going to get stuck. Don't believe me? Go to prison. You have to know the laws, brother, and they ain't wrote down nowhere. So how do you know shizness you don't know? Somebody who know the law got to tell you. A millionaire, if you want to be a millionaire, another millionaire got to come into your life and tell you, hey, this is how you become a millionaire. That's why I never teach theory. I only teach theorem, what I've already done, because I've already did it. So it costs you $5,000 for me to give you the hidden codes, because they're hidden. You can't find them nowhere. They're hidden codes. And the social norm. You got to have the social norms. That means that you got to socially be normal. Let me say that again. Go. What do they do to albino tigers in the wild? They kill them. Why? They're violating social norms. Why you don't see no white tigers? Why do their own, do you know a gorilla, they kill the disposed silverback if he don't leave? Lions, when the new male lion dethrone the old male lion, he must leave the pride or he's killed. Why? Because he is violating the social code. There's only one king, not the king and the dethroned. That's the social norm. So you going through life and you are violating the social norms of wealth. Social norms are the rules of the behavior that is acceptable by the society. There are rules, brother. There are rules that have been written by the universe for wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships. That's the only reason why you're not at a higher level. So the next level to understand, for me to take you mano a mano, take you by the hand, step by step, and teach you, give you the hidden codes and the social norms, that costs you $15,000. So if you're already part of the Clarinomics program, you already paid $5,000. So you got another 10. I'm sorry, that costs $10,000. Then the last program is $15,000. So if you already paid $5,000, you just pay another $5,000. And again, we got deals and we got discounts and all that stuff. The money for me, yeah, I like, trust me, I like money. But hey, I'm a millionaire. So what's a couple of thousand dollars? So if you don't even give yourself the opportunity to compete because you say, well, but Will, I ain't got $5,000 and you don't even talk. There's people that's a part of the Claronomics program that paid $1,000. Why? They asked me. The Spirit said, do it. There's other people that paid $5,000. Why? They asked me. The Spirit said, do it. So let me tell you something. People have what they want. Because if you want it, you're going to go get it. And then the last program is you just say, Brother Will, here's that check for 15. I have no clue what I'm supposed to do. Well, thank God I do. I know exactly what you're supposed to do. I know exactly how to write your blueprint. I know exactly how to create all your products. I know exactly how to do your website. I know exactly how to set up your payment gateway. I know exactly how to set up your landing page. I know exactly how to set up, again, your autoresponder. I know exactly how to do your blog talk shows, set it up for you so that way you can do them, or we can hire a voiceover or stand-in if you shy and skimmish. Oh, I can do it for you. In other words, I'm going to hand you a turnkey system. It's like a franchise. McDonald's, if you want a McDonald's, they give you this. You pick out the site. They build it. They give you a book that says this is how you make a freaking Happy Meal. This is how you make a Big Mac. This is how you make all of the McDonald's stuff. Here's the keys. Why? You paid them X amount of dollars for a freaking franchise. So those are the five levels. What do those five things do? This is what is happening right now. Right now, you're not the vibrational equivalent for what you want. What does that mean? That means that you're not vibrating on the right frequency to have that thing. What does that mean? That means that you don't understand the social codes and the hidden norms. You haven't counted the cost. So to be a millionaire, because I've hung around and I've had this opportunity presented to me already when I was 21 by Nick and Sandy, when I was riding around in San Diego in a convertible Bentley. They told me this is what it takes to be a millionaire. I was like, man, okay. Yeah, I want to do that, but I ain't got the cojones. I tried it. I started off, and I was doing good. I had a net worth over $1 million. And guess what happened? That negative habit pattern popped up in my brain, and I sabotaged myself, and I started selling my houses. Why? I got scared. Then another opportunity presented itself. I was in New Mexico. Same thing. With this company, the guy had this technology where they had this rubber that was made off of the same type of carbon that they put on a space shuttle. Can't be heated up. It can't be punctured with a nail. And so it guaranteed a 100-year roof. There's only, to my knowledge, he's the only person who does this. And he offered me a position in his company where I would be a millionaire by basically promoting and selling these 100-year shingles. Again, no cojones. I ran. Then I met these two guys, millionaires. They sold me their business for $2,500. It was called, you can Google it, it's still out there somewhere. I got the pictures, VIP, Vision Impact Photography. And I started my photography studio. Again, presented with the opportunity to be a millionaire, what I do, I ran. Then just yesterday, I just came back. I was getting ready to run again. Why? Because opportunity presented itself for me to be a millionaire, and I ran. But I'm not running this time. Well, Brother Will, what's the difference? Why are you not running this time? This is why I'm not running this time. I did not know what I call the guiding way. See, the guiding way is a submission from your spirit to the guide that's inside of you. Now, I had to put it a different way. The Bible calls it the Holy Spirit. The New Age movement, they call it the oversoul. The ancient texts call it the higher self. I call it. I don't like using other people's words. I like to personalize my stuff. Personal. Just like some people call it, you know, mantras. Other people call it, you know, self-talk. I call it faith talk. It's the same thing. But I personalize it. So it's personal to me. So the guiding way said that I decided to listen to my spirit and not my faith or my fear. Well, what does that mean, Brother Will? What is the difference? The difference is I decided to get out of designed confusion. Now, designed confusion is when you decide to live your life in any other way other than the golden means, any other way than the golden ratio, or any other way than the golden rule. Now, we're going to break that down tomorrow's show, where we talk about how they have created Babel or confusion. How do they do it? Well, chemistry is an example of how to create confusion. Now, my daughter's daughter just graduated. That's why I went to Arkansas, with a degree in chemical engineering from the University of Arkansas Saturday. Now, in her degree field, studied a lot, and they mastered the periodic table. And I asked her, now she's going to the University of Wisconsin on a full-ride PhD scholarship, $65,000 a year, to continue to study this. What is she going to study? The periodic table, if you look at it, takes one molecule and it divides that one molecule by, I think it's 118 times. Let me show you how crazy this is. So this is why it took her 4 years to graduate. This is why she had to go to another 2 years to get her master's and then her PhD. Because she is learning. Now, she doesn't know, just like I didn't know. When I did the same thing in religion. So what did I do? In religion, how many gods are there? How many religions are there? How many denominations are there? If there's only one God, why do we have so many denominations? If there's only one element, why do we have 118? Can somebody explain that to me, please? If there's only one element, and there is, go to the periodic table and look at it for yourself. The periodic table is just a manipulation of the hydrogen atom. Lithium, which is the second element, is 5 hydrogen atoms. Gold, zinc, copper, magnesium, any of the other elements on the periodic table, any of them, please just name anyone. Any of the elements on the periodic table, calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium, what's another one? Oh, man. Thorium, silicone, borum. What about carbon? So the periodic number, carbon is a periodic number 6. Oxygen is the periodic number 8. So oxygen is 8 hydrogen atoms. Copper is 6 hydrogen atoms. 6 protons and 6 neutrons, which again are just more hydrogen atoms. So what are you saying, Brother Will? Now, if they had taught me this in school, I would be a chemical engineer. Why? Because I could have learned chemical engineering in one day. All you got to know is forget memorizing the periodic table. All you got to do is know the number of elements. That's the number of hydrogen atoms inside of that particular element. Same thing with God. Forget the names of the gods. Just understand the numbers of the, that's the number of division of the one God. That's what it means by the golden ring, golden ratio. So, Brother Will, but what does that mean, though, man, in English? In English, that simply means your vibrational match must match. So carbon, those six molecules must match one hydrogen molecule. Nitrogen is seven. So those seven, when they come together, they must match one. So you, when you come together, and there's four, that's five pieces of you. Your mind, will, emotion, imagination, and intellect. They all must come together first. That's the first problem. Then after they five those things come together, then you must have one goal. That's the second problem. The first problem is you have too many minds. Your first problem is your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, your intellect are not on the same page. Then once they do, you have not made a concrete decision. Therefore, you have violated the law of equivalent exchange and the law of vibrational matching. Remember, two things, hidden codes, social norms. What's the hidden codes? There's only one. What's the social norm? You got to vibrate according to the one. Let me say that again. Somebody needs to write that down. What's the hidden code? The secret. This is the secret. There's only one God. That now, in my book, The Standard, that I just went over at 7 o'clock, and I broke it down for everybody during my 7 o'clock show. There's only one. So if you find the one, then you got to vibrate on the equivalence of the one. What's the one? The one for you is make a goal. What's the one for me? The one for me, 200 people, $5,000, $1 million. Now that I got other options, I can do the math differently. Why? Because now I'm introducing my other programs. I'm introducing a program for $10,000. So, hey, what if I get 100 people to give me $10,000? Guess what that equals? $1 million. So the math may change, but the numbers are still the same because there's only one goal. What's your goal? Oh, you don't got one. That's why you need somebody to teach you what you need to do to stop violating. So that way the universe recognizes your vibe and it opens the door and lets you in. So I stand at the door, the gateway to be a millionaire. There is a angel standing at the gate. The angel is the angle. The angel is the angle. So there is a certain angle. There's a certain geometrical. It is, again, math, music. Math, music, and language. Language is English. It's English. What does that mean? That means there is a certain angle. There is a certain pattern. There's a certain mental disposition you must have. And so there is a gatekeeper. That's what Jesus said. I am the gatekeeper. I stand at the gate. And I let people in who vibrate like me. If you don't vibrate like Yahushua, you can't get in. So you want to be a millionaire. If you don't vibrate like other millionaires, you can't get in. So your frequency must match. It must be a vibrational match. That means that you are giving in use back value what you are receiving in monetary value. Let me say that again. That means that you are giving in production what you are receiving in money. That's the law of equivalent exchange. That means what I am giving is equivalent to make an exchange. So I got to develop a product, service, information that is equivalent to $1 million in order for me to receive $1 million. Let me make sure you understand. The law of equivalent exchange, you cannot violate that law. That states, the law of equivalent exchange states that everything is attained by the equivalence of form. Oh, man. How much time? Oh, I'm way over time. Let me close with this. Equivalence of form states this. The universe only recognizes its form in another. That means that your form must be equivalent. The equivalence of form. Equivalence of form. You have to form your body, your frequency, because the universe is frequency. I have to form my frequency into the equivalent of a millionaire's frequency. What if I want to be a billionaire? I got to form my frequency, my words, my thoughts, my actions into the same form as a billionaire. So if I wanted to be a millionaire, I got to have the same form as other millionaires. All millionaires have the same form. That's the secret. That's the hidden code. The social norm is the vibrational matching. That simply means that we're vibrating. It's the what is called the level of attainment. So the level of attainment states that the equivalent again is reflected by your sensitivity to the product, service, information, and the removal of your egotistic nature. In other words, it's when the point in your heart awakens to the dream in your head. It's when the point in your heart, the spirit, the deposit in your heart, is equivalent to the dream in your head. That's what happened to me this weekend. What happened to me this weekend was that was a law of equivalent exchange that took place. That simply means that I recognized what I needed to do to make an exchange. What do I need to do? I need to vibrate on a higher frequency. That's all that means. You need to vibrate on a higher frequency. Now, you can do everything I just said on your own, or you can do it with one of the five programs that I got. If you're already in the Clairnomics program, you're good. You just keep rolling. Because what that's going to do, that's going to identify your negative habit pattern, and it's going to replace your negative habit pattern with a life-sustaining pattern. And it's going to allow you to sustain the vibration that matches your dream. That is the purpose of the program. I'm giving you all the information in these one-on-ones and in these classes that we're doing. And tomorrow we'll pick up and we're going to break down the principle or the science behind the golden ratio and the golden mean. Then we're going to break down the science behind what we talked about today. We're going to go further. We're going to break it down specifically, the science behind the law of equivalent exchange. We're going to also break down the science behind vibrational matching. And we're going to break down, again, the science behind this confusion that we got in this world. Why? So that way you can make a concrete decision that already made for you. What decision is already made for you? Your niche. You got to make a decision to be that. That's it. Once you decide to be that, then your dream comes into your life, then this is going to happen. And let me close with this. Let me say the statement again. If it hadn't happened to you already, hang on, brother. Hang on, sister. Your blessing is coming. Hang on. This is going to happen to you if it hadn't happened already. Your dream is going to show up. And when it shows up, you got to make a decision between leaving your current comfortable. See, you're safe and comfortable right now. You got a dream. That dream requires you to leave the safety and the comfortability of your current reality and accept the unknown riches of your dream, because at this point it's just a dream. It ain't manifested yet. You got to make it manifest. So from the time it takes me from today until my $1 million manifest, my old man is going to tell me, go back to Egypt. Go back to Egypt. At least you got $100,000 in Egypt. Right now, you in the desert. You ain't got nothing. You waiting for $1 million. You got a guaranteed $100,000. And you going to give that up for the dream of $1 million? Damn, Skippy. That, my brothers, that, my sisters, is where personal mentorship, personal coaching, and private one-on-one comes in. So when them demons and devils come up into your life and tell you, you ain't going to make it, homie, you can, you're like in prison. You go, all the blacks hang out together. So when the riot breaks out, there's powers and numbers. All the whites hang out together. All the Hispanics. Now, that's about race. Prison part is a bad example. Hey, but that's my example. That's my life experience. That's why I saw these laws work. What laws? Hidden codes and social norms. They exist. And if you knowingly or unknowingly violate them, you still get shanked. Inmates don't care if you just got to prison and nobody told you that the left part of the yard belongs to the Latin Kings, and the right part belongs to the Mexican Mafia. And then over there in the front, You know, it belongs to the, you know, the Aryan Brotherhood or the KKK. And you come strolling through there like you own the place. You're going to get stuck. Life is no different. You have to understand the laws of life. The more problems you have in your life, that's the indication of the more laws that you are violating in life. The more harmony you have in life is an indication of the more laws you understand about life. So, brothers and sisters, those are the three. And I'm going to be talking about these, again, new programs a little bit later. I'm going to do a little small three to five minute post it on YouTube. That way, the people who don't want all of this other stuff, I like to oversimplify stuff. So that way everybody knows there's five laws that are behind my five programs. And they help you to understand the two major laws, the law of equivalent exchange and the law of vibrational matching. There's a third law as well called the principle or the law of the golden rule. This helps you understand and stop violating it. And then you are able to choose what monetary amount or investment, again, zero, 20, 30, 40, 50 bucks, 5,000, 10,000, or 15,000. Everything comes with a payment plan as well. So, brothers and sisters, thank you everybody so much for joining me. This was a long show. Just came back, so I had a lot to say. We didn't do a show yesterday. Thank you guys for sticking in there, man. Hey, y'all hung in there. Almost an hour and a half. Woo, man. Give yourself an applaud and a high five. Thank you guys so much. I love you. Appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth. Woo, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circling scenes, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn, want something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama, hold it down and hold